Everybody, welcome to Public Enemy, a board game experience. Today we're gonna
be playing RPGs.
And you may our see one should. Of our members is missing due to some possible scheduling issues.
Scheduling issues. He was just being an.
So
I texted him a lot, and he never responded except for once, and then he actually said what, and then I left him unread.
So, the game is about, it's like RPGs, or Dungeons and Dragons. The game is called RPGs. So,
Shep, you know you have a zoom slider, you can zoom in so the board's bigger for the rest of us.
I know, but this is so you can see where you start.
Up, oh, Matthew, so, you disconnected.
So when it's like your turn, I'll do this, I'll zoom into your spot.
So my color is black, right?
Yeah, so
yeah,
like,
I'm blue.
I would zoom in like right here for you. But, okay, right. So,
Shep,
it's like Dungeons
it, yeah.
and Dragons, but I make all the rules, and they have to kill each other by the end.
Yeah, it's
they can team up, and, like, they can basically do anything, almost. Yeah, so, we're gonna start, we're in the world of... What is it? Who wants to name it?
I've read too much Game of Thrones. I immediately went to Westeros, and that's not right. I mean, I would be
breaking news.
Westeros, but no.
Welcome to the Fey Realm. Okay.
I would rather die, but yes.
Okay, so Shep, you want to roll for us to see who gets to go first?
Yes. Okay.
Eight.
I don't know. Can you guys see my screen right now?
We just see the
I can
MS
see Paint,
Paint
3D. Paint. This is Paint 3D. MS Paint. MS Paint's different.
It's close enough.
Okay. So hold on. I gotta change my thing real quick.
Hey, Shep.
Yes.
Guess who's staring at me?
What?
Hey, Shep, did you tell everybody about the Devil's Horn?
Oh, I was gonna tell them in a second, but hold on. I'm just gonna do Dice Roller right now.
Okay.
You won't be able to see it.
Oh,
so,
you know, Shep,
who wants to roll first?
Just tell it to capture your screen.
Yeah, you can tell it to capture your screen.
Okay.
Yeah, in the live stream, and then... When you go again, it'll like pop up as two windows, and it'll say.
I saw Jeff's name.
Okay, so.
That's pretty good, ain't it?
This okay? Who wants to roll first?
Who's going first?
It'll be a D10. Why not?
A D10.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay, Samson's rolling first.
Dirt warming come through.
Okay, Samson, roll day one.
Highest or lowest wins.
Highest, I meant. I'm just going to say Samson. Okay, right, who wants to roll next?
I'll roll next.
I'll roll after Jacob.
Jacob so rolls. Jacob rolled a two.
Yeah.
Let's go, Jacob.
I beat Samson.
Okay,
so
what does Carson roll? Carson rolled a nine.
Nope. Nine, sweet.
Matthew's
and
got
Matthew
there.
Rolled.
Oh, good.
Oh, just short. Matthew got eight.
So I'm going first.
Oh, you, Carson.
You should really write this down on a notepad, Shep. Also, Shep, are you screen recording with OBS or no?
No.
Oh, okay, so you're saying I should?
OBS is so much lag. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, Jacob, you go for OBS.
All right.
So, Carson.
Okay. So, this is the island of the elves, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, if I just pull up my items, I just gotta go up over here, look at what I have. Okay, so, I would like to, Shep, can I check how much it would cost for me to buy a ferry to the other side of the lake?
It costs 5 gold, but you have to sign a waiver because you can possibly die.
Okay. How much gold do I have?
10.
Okay, so I'll purchase the ferry.
Okay.
And I want it to take me to the foundry area right there, yeah.
Yes, okay, so you can't travel anymore.
Yes. I just want to go there for my first turn.
Okay, that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
You didn't explain the devil's horn.
I am. I'm about to. Chill.
Make.
Okay. I'll just explain it now. There's two things. There is a magical creature called the Purple Demon. Yes, very creative name. It's basically all this, like, shiny purple metal. And it's a demon. It was so strong, and it walks around the overworld. You have a chance of finding it.
Oh, great.
It has a higher power signature than the devil himself. It fought the devil and broke one of its horns off, and it is also looking for it. It is looking for the horn, and it is located in the coldest place that you can ever find.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, the horn, if you find it, and survive the temperatures. If you blow into it, it will raise an undead army, and you're pretty much yourself isn't, but you have an undead army at your disposal.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And they're kind of like super zombies, to where, like, if they get their arm cut off, they can pick the arm back up and just shove it back on.
Wanna move?
So, essentially immortal.
Basically, except the only way to kill them is obviously. Basically destroying their brain. Okay, so Matthew, this is your first time.
Social distancing.
Well, it's the first time for everyone except for me, because we played these on cross country trips.
Yes, but
I was also there.
There has been one alliance formed between some people, you don't know who.
Before the start of the game, well, I have a pretty good guess.
Okay, so, Matthew.
Who created an alliance? Which one of you?
Matthew, you can only travel in one square, okay? You can only travel one square in a turn, unless you have something, but you don't. So, your character is slightly off. Hold on, let me move it. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Hold on. Technical difficulties.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Okay, fine. Stop. Leave me alone. Okay, so you can only travel one square in a turn. You're mid-class, so you have 20 coins to start with.
Then how come I only started with 10?
Because you're poor.
No, I'm mid-class. Remember, I'm a mid-class monster.
You're not mid-class. You're a low-ranking monster.
Shep, just shut up. What do I get?
It's not your turn.
Tell me. What I get.
So, you
we
can...
we should introduce our characters, huh?
What do you want to do, Matthew?
Let's just jump into it.
Are you sure? You can... You're enrolled at the academy, so you can just go to school if you want to. Aw, oh, what a good student.
I'm gonna go to school.
Okay. Jacob.
Oh, okay. So it's my turn?
Yes.
Alright. So am I in a town? Like, am I out of town or something? Tavern.
Not really.
Can I travel?
You are. Town? You are, but you aren't. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, I have to go eat dinner after your turn, so.
Okay, I would like to travel to a tavern.
Okay.
And then look for people that will fight for me. Raise an army.
Okay. Okay, so you can get one person with your 10 coins.
No, I'm looking who can I raise to fight for me out of loyalty.
There's only one. So you pick him. I have to go.
No ex-cons? Alright, we'll cut a clip in here.
No ex-cons.
Okay, so I'm thinking I'm gonna start out with one coin.
Okay, boys, I'm gonna stop the recording real quick so Craig can do his thing. Because Craig has a maximum time of live streaming.
Who the fuck is teaming? What?
Poorer can you get?
No! Shep, Matthew needs the slideshow!
Three narrowed seas.
Now!
Really?
Jeff, you know how aggressive I can get. Now fucking do it.
When your homie whips up in his
that's not
soundboard.
Poverty.
Okay.
You owe crippling debt to student loans.
It's a little delayed because it's autistic.
Okay, whose turn is it, and can we continue?
You go to the tavern. You find a man.
That was your turn to do something, Jacob.
He's a struggling racist.
Whoops.
Oh, we got that Carson sigh.
Ooh.
Yes. So I have.
He'll do a little bit more than just fight for you.
Jacob starts with the horse.
Struggling.
Okay, so now he will fight for me, right? I choose to ride to Icy Hold on my horse.
Yeah, Jacob, no, you get one
action.
There's
not a tavern.
Okay, I choose to ride my horse to Icy Hold with my one follower.
Jacob, you get one action.
What horse?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
Your action was to just skip.
Can I recruit anyone here out of pure...
No, you can move a block and do something there.
No, your day's over.
Oh, it's not a tavern? It's just like a stronghold?
No.
Hey, Jacob, good for you. Let's
only with your one move, though. So since you already did,
you're
done traveling.
You took a large action.
Yeah.
You get one
but
travel.
But nobody moved to another block. That means his day's over.
But also, I'm not really. Ranger,
I guess
so
you can get more weapons, but you already have weapons.
Do less tiring.
No.
Great. Who's next? Samson?
No, Samson.
Next.
Yeah. Next is... Get no, didn't Samson roll a one?
Okay.
Next is Matthew.
Is there anything I can do at Icy Hold?
Next is Matthew.
No, we already did Matthew. Matthew rolled the second highest.
Yeah,
all right. It will...
Oh,
I
sorry.
Shall end
I'm
my turn.
I'm real confused.
Get ready. Jacob's gonna get ready.
I rolled an 8.
All right, so use my rice crop as resources.
Okay,
in the nice humble village of Rice Cropia, I would like to take off all of the rice and rice stalks. All of it. I'm cutting off all of my rice stalks. All of it. Absolutely all of it. And I stuff it in my pockets.
No, I didn't.
Apparently he didn't give you a horse. Cause you're dead.
And
poor.
Then I would like to travel
west. Do you
want
to move here or here?
On my horse as well, because I also have a horse.
Shep. There, yes.
You said you gave me a horse! I'm dirt poor.
I am.
Ooh, that's why you're dirt poor. You got screwed out of a horse deal.
No, it's because I eat Ryan.
Wait, no. It's the beginning.
Exactly
I'll tell you when
west,
we use
to the
it.
Left.
Okay.
No, go up, Shep.
The beginning,
when,
I kind
right
of just use my mantle head.
And around there, I would like to forage for leaves and
it's my turn again. Okay.
Leaves and Shep, such and wood.
I bought a fairy to go over to Foundry. Remember?
The fairy hasn't left yet.
When does the fairy leave?
Three turns, yes.
Oh, great. So, what I'm gonna do...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. At least in 1 minute.
Okay, so in that last minute, am I able to enchant my sword?
No. Why not just do it on the fairy?
Actually, that's
true.
Do
it on the fairy.
That's true. So, Shep, I'm gonna have a walk, and I'm gonna get on the fairy, and I'm gonna enchant my sword.
So, no, you do know that you have to be there in 1 minute, so are you, like, sprint walking towards it while...
Yes. Wait, you're telling me you can wait in a minute?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
The both Carson and Jacob can wait in a minute. What?
But I make sure that I do get on the ferry, so, and then I enchant my sword on the ferry.
You can't do that. You don't have
sprint
enough room.
Wanking.
Fine, then
That's the name of this episode, sprint wanking.
Fine, then I continue to wank.
Bald in hand!
You have to name this episode sprint wanking.
Cock ring on!
I will.
Oh.
Jacob, what do you say? Oh.
Oh, I've done more than travel.
Here we call it field wanking. Your balls are
wanking. Do I get an increase in happiness after that? Or
good.
It's not a stat.
Or like a plus one health.
All right. So
actually, since you're losing something, it gives you minus health.
Okay, but like how much minus health?
But it increases your agility because you're lighter.
Okay.
No, you get more charisma.
And... all of it.
That's not how it works. How much did he...
Just open your mouth and close your eyes. That's what Jacob's friend said to him.
Oh my god! So, no more balls for Carson. Carson's balls are good.
Yes.
Jacob, I have an image for you, okay? Just close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen to my sultry voice. You're doing a sprint wink, right?
Are you putting this in Discord?
And you bust the nut. No, it's an. I'm doing an auditory image. Close your eyes, Jacob. So, imagine doing this sprint wink, right? And then out of nowhere,
you don't want to do anything.
Sprint wink too fast,
so
your balls evaporate.
The problem with running at the speed of light is you could only live in darkness.
I'm doing something, Matthew.
Alright.
Matthew. Cool.
You gotta make it to the ferry.
Okay. So, what do you want to do?
The slideshow?
What?
Okay. He's still on a sprint wake, man.
You left.
Why is he sprinting?
You left the academy to go home because the academy day ended.
Gotta get to the fair.
Do you want to die? I will
get access to
right
slide
back
currently, right?
You only get one life, by the way.
Matthew, be like, I Japanese right? Ritual suicide.
When?
Are you saying Matthew's worth three people?
So, yeah.
Depends which people. Like, three of Jacob's rapist friends? Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew, be like,
no,
if I kill three people and I go down, that's equal
so many of them.
That is true. As so, the more you have, the lower the price is.
Your pen. If they're yellow-skinned people, then he's worth 99.9.
There's too much rice. They're making too many babies. God.
That's inflation.
Supply and demand.
That's not inflation. That's the power of rice.
Economics 101. I would like to.
Okay, that time you are in Dragon Rise, so you decide. Sorry. You're
You are in the city. I just your character's not in the right spot. Okay.
That time.
So you already are there.
Woman.
So you walk into the what kind of shop?
To the city of Dragon's Eye.
You're boring. Okay, so you walk into Walmart. Medieval Walmart, oh, okay. By the way.
Medieval Walmart.
I would like to check the shop.
No, they're already out of stock. Oh, the Karens bought them. Most people just use a yellow skin for that.
The 6-foot lizard man walking into Walmart, as you do.
So does it have, like, leather toilet paper instead of paper toilet paper?
What toilet paper?
Also,
what
is your father?
Okay, Matthew. Your father was the fertilizer, yellow skin the third.
I use my butler, yellow skin the second, who is secretly just a rice stock. And I
hit a rice crop. That's your origin story. A man was sprint running, sprint exercising, and it hit a rice crop.
Yes, Matthew.
And a baby was born with no eyes, but just little slits. That was actually his father, and that's how you were born.
Okay, next.
I can just imagine Carson on his way to the ferry.
No, it's Matthew.
Carson on his way to the ferry, right? And he's bumping into everyone, and then he bumps into a woman, and he's just like, "Oops."
It's a general store. Figure it out. They actually do.
Okay, so isn't that me?
Hey, my turn ain't up yet. He didn't tell
but
me what was in Medieval Walmart.
It's only using late game yet.
What's in Medieval Walmart?
Oh, so they have a BDSM starter kit?
Cool. I want some food.
So you buy some nice meat.
That's a late game item. Oh, yes. You're gonna sex dungeon.
It does 200 attack damage.
Yep, I would like to, I just wanna buy some
meat. So Matthew, are you gonna buy anything in that Walmart?
No, I was scrolling through Reddit and I found the r/ make me suffer.
If you wanna buy any decent amount, it'd be 5 coins out of your 20.
Kit accumulation.
It's a pound per coin, so yeah.
It was terrifying.
Taking the sub a little literally. I bought some meat. How much was that, Shepard?
No, it gives you 200 charisma for that turn.
I want to buy 5 pounds.
But it breaks the kit.
Okay, so is it the next person's
that
turn?
That causes 3,500,000.
Okay. This is economy. BDSM starter kit gives you 200 intelligence.
Why intelligence? I always think charisma, but that's just me.
I would like to buy 5 pounds.
You're actually in the main. The only reason Icy holds there is it's a port. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, are there any trade convoys near me?
Jacob, you're gonna get the empire on your tail soon.
So they're trade convoys that come into
Icy Port. Attacking ports.
Are they? Could I take them down with a 2-man
team
of elites?
No, it was consensual.
Sure.
You could
call it
you could take
you
out a 1-man trading ship.
Wait, ship.
Yeah.
either way.
You know, Shep, you didn't talk about how bad Jacob got raped there.
They're already unloaded.
A small
trade
convoy.
They use goblins and they can unload ships.
Can I take out a small trade convoy? I could take one and steal it.
The pilot. The captain.
I want to take one that's full, though.
Do you have sailing?
He is the captain now.
The airship. The pilot said it was
so
the
you're
airship.
Saying what needs to happen is they need to find a ship that's coming into port and kill the pilot. Yes, that no, the captain
yes,
does
Jacob,
not sail the ship.
Two men
the helmsman
can die.
Of the pilot
then
sails
lose
the ship.
Competition.
He has
I would
a
like
struggling
to steal
a captain, my captain.
I would like to steal a small one to two man skiff.
Okay, so you.
No, one man, two
teammates. He gets onto the boat. He knows these people.
I have
people.
A servant.
They immediately.
I have a servant.
You know, Jacob. You know, Jacob. All your Jacob. You realize all your friend can do is walk up to someone. And
they were delivering the kit.
Penis in their face.
It's called distraction.
You want a taste?
No. They're a one-time thing. If you know what I mean.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting down.
Oh, by the way, your friend is no longer a rapist.
So,
he's a necrophiliac.
Well?
Hey, that's OP.
Oh, okay, so can I just kill him then? Alright, I choose to go up behind them and stab them with an elven sword. I have advanced proficiency in elven.
Dude, right, the empire is just gonna dominate Jake.
Good empire! There is no empire!
Yeah, I thought there was. There was like an imperial.
Alright, so
that's
we've
where
taken
you
this,
live.
We've taken this
what about the dragon's eye?
Just
people
barely then? Outside the view of the port. And
or sorry, Winterhold.
Jacob lives in a port town. It's a port town. There's not really that many people there. Oh, and his 2,000 goblins.
Yeah, so...
Jacob.
About Jacob, all I have to contend with is the harbor master.
These goblins
so I would like to sit outside.
Can see you unless you're stopped at an island. They
Either
have
way,
they have one.
Lane,
he's
I'm
sitting in like a crow's nest
What's the problem
with a
that?
Magical
piracy.
Eyeglass, and it can see any ship that's
it's
moving.
It's not low-key if they don't get their loss.
So if a ship stops, like if it burns, it will immediately tell them. And the goblins, they have like they're not canoes; they're like war canoes. And since there's a lot of but
can't
you know that Minecraft animation where like. All the villagers are stuck together to make a helicopter. It's kind of like that, but with goblins.
Well, I wasn't.
Ah, yes, of course. War canoe.
You have to go all the way to the right side.
I don't like other canoes.
The furthest you can get. And your one turn is right here.
Ah, yes, of course, like a war can do.
Okay. All right. So, what if I choose to attack ships outside of a different shipping lane?
Yeah.
It's Goblin Voltron.
You land at the island, and you can feel.
Okay.
You feel something
I would
weird.
Choose to camp out there.
You can just sense something weird. Something's not right. You're looking. You see
all
this
right, so
powerful
can I, like, one of those islands
light
and there and
emitting
supplies.
Just in the middle
right,
of it.
I'll do that.
It's like a rectangle, but in the middle, there's like this purple aura surrounded by black rock.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Does this happen to be purple?
He gets left behind, and he enters
Fuck,
the portal.
Leave right fucking now.
You're looking at him.
Leave.
Right as he's about
Drop
to enter the portal,
all of them, leave.
This big, like, zombie man.
And if the necrophiliac happens to get left behind,
jumps out with a pure golden sword, stabs him. Your friend.
I have elvish eyes, right?
Catches
what
on fire.
So powerful.
And burns and is shanked, and then eaten alive. Oh, basically all at the same time. Okay
then. Drop the sails okay. Full speed ahead, run the fuck away, and choose a different island.
Do you mean nether portal?
How are you gonna run if you're in the
it's
water?
It's a euphemism.
Have you ever played Panic Generation?
No, I'm not marking it.
Yeah, so yeah, just find a different island to moor to, not that one. Make sure we mark that one on the maps as no.
Oh,
just flat out no.
Where? I'm not seeing it. Oh, yeah, I see
so
it now.
The
there's a river right here that you can
okay,
go
I have
into.
A question. Iron Guard, the Lake Templin down there, is there a sea route?
You wanna go to the mainland or do you wanna go to the island? The next island.
Lake Templin and Iron Guard. Yeah, is there a sea route there? I'm just curious.
There are no oceans, there's only seas.
Okay.
So
no,
there, this land,
start gathering food
mass
there.
Right here, this very tiny one right here.
I want to choose an island.
You land at
there.
The island.
That is a
you
safe
realize,
place for you to be.
You drop your anchor.
The
you
ocean.
Go onto the island.
You want
to start walking
to
around. But the worst thing you could have imagined is there.
Mm-hmm.
The purple devil?
Demon. No.
Oh,
you, as you walk onto the island, you turn around and realize your ship has been set on fire. You look into the middle, and you see a flaming cross. And guys, dressed in these pretty cool white robes that have these like really cool pointy white masks.
Yeah, okay.
a certain clan, but they hate elves.
Okay.
Especially elves that are black like you. You drop two of them before they pick
guys,
up the flaming cross and throw it at you.
Alright.
Wait, but it burns midair and it breaks. And almost like a javelin, a splinter,
let's
hits you right near your knee.
These dead. Boys with some arrows. Just start bopping them.
Heavily gay.
Alright, dodge and roll and run.
Oh, did I also mention you're on fire?
Jacob's dead.
Okay, you combat roll. You combat roll into the water.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I took a sparrow to the deep.
Jacob's dead.
Okay,
but when you
make it surviving,
run away.
When you make it to the water, you immediately realize your leg's not hurt. You look on the island. There was no one there.
Combat roll.
But out of like, but because you're in the water and
stop,
the water's darker because
okay.
Right, there's still sunlight, the water is murky. You look up with your night vision eyes because they automatically switch, and you see this like purple aura. Not purple. It's like a purple green mix.
So it's
like,
not the kinda, purple demon.
Kind of like a gas.
Is it the purple demon?
No.
Okay.
But you don't see anyone. And your leg's not hurt. Your leg's... No. He died. He's dead. I don't know why. No, your friend.
Ooh, vape clouds.
Oh, the necrophiliac is dead.
Yeah, but then you immediately see the clan again.
Necrophiliac
drug,
right, Jacob!
Oh, also, when you were in the water, you saw that your ship wasn't on fire.
Oh, I'm dead? Oh, I know.
You're
right, so
walking,
back on the island, right?
It looks like your ship's on fire, but when you touch your ship, it's not on
that's
fire,
that's
but it looks like it is.
Is my knee still hurt?
Do you?
So the clan is native.
At the end of his turn,
I hop back on my boat.
He never left that square.
And just go to the mainland.
It's okay, you're just sitting in the water right now.
So let's get on the ship and let's just sail away and go to the mainland, because
we already wasted his day, right?
With your water traveling ability, you could make it to Jin.
Okay. Yeah.
But you drop every single one of your items.
Alright, so Shep, I have a question.
Except your sword.
With the rice and the leaves and wood that I get.
No, he has a soul sword, remember?
My ability.
What does the soul sword do?
Yeah.
If Jacob has to leave soon, I think we should speed this up and make it so we can move faster.
Okay. So, you can go to any one of these islands in that giant square right here.
Find out.
Okay, so you just move there.
Mm.
There, okay.
I would like to head to
the
tiny set of islands.
Carson.
Right to the left.
My turn again, okay.
Yeah, the ones that you're
talking
about right now.
I would like to enchant my sword.
You enchant your sword. Where?
Mm-hmm.
Just right now, just in front of you?
Yeah, just there.
So I have nothing but my soul sword now. Sick.
Just do it a little chanting.
Okay, so you whip out your mobile forge.
Like one does.
Yeah, well, it's like tiny. It's like the size of a backpack.
Oh, no, there's nothing in there anymore.
But don't worry, while you were sprint walking, you made sure to fill a bottle of the product.
Pulling it out of your
ankle. Okay. Anyway, you go to enchant your sword, and it says it needs protein. What do you do?
Obviously, what else could I do? I wank off into it.
Can you tell the viewers what you're dumping in there?
What?
Tell the viewers what you're dumping in the forge.
Yeah, I am dumping.
He dumped the stuff in.
No, we can.
For audio listeners, he's dumping sperm into it.
Increases agility.
He's dumping the product into his mobile forge.
I don't think that's just for audio listeners. That's everyone. Great. Not showing
that's
a picture
true.
On screen currently.
Chef,
what did I
answer? Yeah, well, pre-combat
with homophobia 1.
So what does it do?
It does more damage to gay people.
On a sticky note.
Okay, I'd also like to open up my student spell book and see if I can learn a spell.
Okay, you open up your spellbook. And you realize your bully, back from the main island, wrote in a spell.
Okay. What is it?
The spell...
Instantaneous, Jacob.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
It just... Does it just instantaneously drain their nutsack?
It drains both, and it switches them. The old bait and switch.
So does it have any physical effect on them?
Like, does depending it make on who has drain? More. Because if you did that to, like, let's say a giant.
Does it put them at disadvantage and make it easier for me to hurt them? Or does it kill them? Or, like, what does it do damage?
Well, I mean, you're swapping with them, so...
Yes, you're right, now you're left, now, Carson, that's physical!
So what it would do if you switched with a giant, it would empty his put all of his product in you.
Product.
But would put your product in him, so he'd be completely fine. You, on the other hand, would not
be. Wait, but Jacob is definitely gay, right?
But if you have,
I just become ultra powerful with the power of product?
No, because the product would make you stretch out, and you would explode. But if you have more than somebody, it will insta kill them.
Carson would be running.
Not a player, not an actual person, just any NPC that you have more than. So if you see a three-year-old girl,
what's the accuracy on the spell?
Like a 99.
Oh, okay, good. So,
yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to where am I? I'm in Foundry. I'll go to just like a food market.
Okay.
And I'm gonna buy as much product building food that I can for 3 gold.
So, proteins, veggies.
Yeah, like everything that I can to increase my product level, but I only spend 3 gold.
Oh, so you buy 1 pound of meat, tissues, and then you buy. Let's see. You buy a bag of mixed herbs, which is just weed.
Okay, I like it.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to end off my turn by meditating.
Oh, but the guy was so nice to you that gave it, because he was high. He gave you olive oil.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'd like to end my day by meditating. And while meditating, I would also like to mentally prepare for battle.
Okay, I didn't think that you were going to say battle, but...
No. See, while meditating, my mental preparation is literally just me rubbing my crotch while meditating, and it's me imagining me using a longbow, so I get increased longbow skills.
Okay, come on.
Sweet, yay, that was great, that worked excellently.
Hold on. Did you know people in Rome used olive oil as lubricant?
Yeah.
Of course. Also, premarital. Okay, Matthew, your turn.
Yes, extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, whatever.
So I checked the coronavirus count of United States. So here, like 8 hours ago,
I was
kind of
thinking that this would be
a
multi-part episode, right?
Yeah,
so this is gonna be because Jacob, you said you had to leave
cool.
at like 9-ish.
Can you send me the slideshow?
Yeah, so then we'll just be the end of the episode. We'll end it off, and then
okay,
tomorrow or next week.
Sorry, but
so
I want to be able to
Matthew,
view my
share. Hold on. What's your email? Your personal. Type it into the Discord.
It's gonna be like 5 parts, actually.
Yeah, I have to leave soon, yeah.
Oh, Carson, you're gonna need to cut this part.
That's Jacob, he's recording the screen.
But you're also gonna need to cut the audio.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'll cut it.
I thought that said something. Yeah, I thought it said Maddie Daddy.
We don't want our 10 viewers sending Matthew inappropriately at 10 times.
Yeah,
we know. For what?
That's my special email.
Correct. Not the movie. No.
Well, I mean, if
I was jamming to that, my guy. My G. I love having a seizure.
That's a different email, Shep.
Matthew, what did you tag dog?
Well, also tagged squirrel like cute for the Cthulhu tentacles.
Applebee. There's a dog in that picture.
Link will not be in the description.
Yeah, I looked up Cthulhu, and then nothing came up, and then it was also a squirrel.
It will not be being in the description.
Came to mind when I looked at the octopus.
Fine, it'll be in the description.
Okay, Jacob, we can start again.
Yeah, follow at Owen is Wild on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, Matthew, what would you like to do?
It will most certainly be in the description.
Carson? It will be in the description, Carson.
Alright. And...
okay.
Three, two,
we're on Matthew still?
One.
Yeah, Matthew.
Oh, shit, I need
What would you like to do?
No, Matt. Shep, shut your mouth. 1 second.
You read your spell book.
Three,
and then you
two,
see...
One.
This brand new spell. And it's called Uno Reverse Card. Would you like to learn Uno Reverse Card?
I would like to read...
Reverses any spell that you are stronger than.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, that's broken?
Giant goes to punch him. Then...
If he's stronger than the giant...
Well, then, yeah, it would kill the giant.
Is there a description of the spell?
Well, it wouldn't kill the giant.
Oh, how to activate the card is you say no you, or how to activate the power of the spell is no you. So.
How do I know if I'm strong?
Sorry, it's called Uno Reverse Card. Chill.
No.
It does.
No you.
Yeah, it does.
Great. Okay, Matthew, what else are you going to do for your turn?
Yeah.
The card.
No, it reverses. It's like a shield. God,
when I cast the spell, you know, a very large Uno reverse card.
It's pits. It's dark pits down, B. You idiots.
So is it
okay?
Out, is it like a massive fleshlight and it
like
just absorbs the spell?
Yeah.
No, the spell bounces off.
Okay. So you
know it, Thomas.
You learn the spell. Would you like to try it out on some low-level, goblins?
So it's just a bunch of rook plates for Rainbow Six?
It's the Wink Engine?
Lardex, Destroyer of the Phase.
So, I've learned my spell. Yeah.
Okay.
I would also...
What do you do, Matthew?
Wizardios.
I need to get the MP3 from Alex Jones's Pissing
Goblins. Oh, also, goblins are really trash at music in the... Or, yes, music.
Music.
Magic and music in this world.
But what about the mystical goblin Steve?
I would like to engage in combat with any willing participant.
Yes, the first goblin goes to chop off your legs. The second goblin goes to stab you in your genitalia.
Excuse me, I would like to pull out my Thomas the Wank Engine and play sweet, sultry music in the goblin tears.
Your entire front face of you.
Can I engage in combat?
One goblin chops off its own leg and one does too cute.
Okay.
Oh yes. Also, goblins' hearts are located behind their genitalia.
Okay.
That's
yes,
so
I would
weird.
Like to cast Uno reverse card.
Don't look into their anatomy.
As they,
their brains are also in their chest.
As they lunge.
Yeah, but the lungs, they breathe through their eyes. No, believe it or not.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Yes, he's got
some strange anatomy.
Yeah, I like how that's how they died. So the one goblin who
Do you want to kick it in its heart?
So if they see, actually, I'm not going to finish that one.
So you cut off?
Okay. Can I just, like...
Yeah. Jacob, Owen is Wild is the person whose link we have to put in the description. Really no, it's Matthew. Yeah, it's Owen.
Owen is Wild.
Straight up. You know?
Wait, so does that mean that you... are you telling me that, like, a goblin's heart
he
is in between,
CY.
Like...
His name is Owen Anderson.
Your balls and your butt cheeks?
It's in the tank.
Hey, guys, Miles is playing Animal Crossing.
It's just some
Owen
random
is Wild
guy, right?
101.
Oh.
No,
oh, this was to bamboozle Catherine.
Yeah, but before you do, you use your sword and you remove the product producer. Then you just kick him right in the heart.
God.
What
a fucking thought.
But, can I just kick another goblin real hard?
Would you like to sever
please
their
tell
dogs
me Matthew inhales
to keep
them
their mouths?
No, I throw them in the pouch.
Your heart pouch. Your mouth pouch.
You do know since you are a gator boy, you can chew through bones, right?
Oh, how could I forget?
Okay, Jacob, what do you want to do?
No, I'll pass. Goblin mouths don't sell very well. Okay, let's see.
So you go onto the mainland, and you sense something powerful,
well,
but you're too scared
thinking,
to move. And you
I'm
see a mile away from you,
go onto the mainland
this
and grab some stuff.
Purple, metallic,
I swear if I
horned being
else,
just walking shit away. It doesn't even look at you.
What?
Oh no, you're frozen in fear.
I'm not retarded.
He just walks away
no,
and you don't
I
see him. Anymore, so you start moving again.
If you want
I think
to
I shall stay.
Take it.
I'm gonna
take
stay
a little bit. Do a little shoot.
Very quiet and
yeah,
very, very still.
Actually, it looks like he's happy because he's skipping.
It's like a T-Rex. Okay, so that shouldn't be a problem.
You chop down a tree and a purple fireball comes hurling towards you.
All right, let's chop down a tree, and then,
But the fireball isn't coming towards you, it's going to your ship behind you. Your ship is completely destroyed. All the kits are
gone.
Oh yes,
Jacob logic. If I chop down a tall tree,
you can move
then the
run
thing
or do anything.
50 meters away will not see me.
Right,
that's
so,
very messy.
But you see, I do have a
very messy.
With something he did, or like...
Very menacing Craig voice.
Oh, the butt.
But!
There was nothing on there.
He's...
So, anyway. He starts speaking to you.
Craig
voice. He says...
Now record.
Hey, are you gonna use that butthole for something or not? Nah?
You will die.
And then proceeds to ask right. what them toes do.
Now perish.
And then does this laugh. Ha ha ha.
Jacob, engage.
He asks if you're gonna use that butthole for something. Or... And then he asks what them toes do.
No, what the hell? What? Could you say that again, please?
I understand.
I don't think I heard you right. What?
So you proceed to pull your pants down. And turn around and bend over. But then you sneak a glance behind you.
Jacob, if you want to survive, just let him.
It is the size of your entire body. But before you can move or do anything, it enters. Very much all 31 feet of his intestine are filled with delicious product. But after, he walks away, and for like a solid hour, you can't do anything. You're just sitting there, and you're kind of just coughing it up. Oh no, he rearranged his organs, literally.
Jacob's saying, they do whatever you want them to do.
But anyway, you now can breathe out of your anus like a turtle. Now when you need to discreet, when you need to...
Guys. What is that?
Anatomy is different.
You can eat them. You can eat through. So you can eat through two holes at once. So if you ever, you know when you like
sit on a sandwich, so wide, they are now normal lips.
This sounds like a fantastic
gobble gobble. But you feel this overwhelming power shooting through your body, and you realize you don't have blood anymore.
Oh great!
It's no longer blood; it's product.
Proficiency. Yes, I also agree with Jacob.
That's what I was about to say.
You've doesn't been he need to be like taken to
power.
The hospital?
You can now
his intestines
magic loop
have been coming out. He has to
pretty much instantly. Oh, but also you don't get the virgin buff anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know.
No.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, Chief.
Can he now summon?
This ain't okay.
You can't walk, by the way.
There's a buff to being a virgin?
You won't.
Oh, I suppose you do like buffing yourself, Chef.
Wow.
He's extremely powerful.
He's the DM.
Yeah, that's why it happened.
I'd be the DM if I were you. And then a large.
You know what this whole experience has proved to me? Jacob is now extremely, definitely gay.
You can create children.
But gay.
And what's wrong with that?
No.
But
gay. I'm
just saying. Jacob, I heard you yesterday complaining how it said definitely gay. Well, this is what you get.
Oh, he's ascended.
Yeah, with plus charisma.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it!
Yeah.
Jacob, you're going to die. Shep is just... And then you had internal bleeding and died. That's what's gonna happen when you talk back.
No, he's Elvish, but he's part ascended now. Also, you feel that your toes have been crushed.
He's got that Instagram blue check mark.
But when you look at them, they're already starting to fill up with product. Also, you have no more bones in your toes. It's just product.
What them toes?
I see.
Also, you don't need to eat, sleep, or anything. You just survive off product now. If you
okay,
have enough product.
So now I have new question. So, did Jacob level up?
Oh no,
or is
you,
he,
you
like,
can't.
Is
you
this
can't.
Power boost
but you have an overwhelming urge to.
Is it solid or?
Did you lose everything in your blood?
Now?
Will come out if you do that.
Okay, so you're saying no that I can just run forever?
You also have permanent blue balls.
I thought we so.
So you're saying
so
I need
he's
to whack
no longer an elf. He's an.
Does this mean that he
wears
blood?
Wait, does it regenerate or does he have to refill it?
Interesting. Okay.
But it would also kill you because you would be filled up. No, you would just die. No. Well, now hear me out. It ain't gay, it's a homie way.
But when he become ascended.
No.
Wait, guys, now it's Shep. Wait,
they're
so
just,
Shep, now
so they're just flaccid, flaccid toes.
Plus five homophobia.
Oh, the pain. Okay, so Shep, now I have a
no.
question, right?
So you're saying I can run for a very long time,
no.
so maybe I can trust
nope.
two players.
Stored
up enough product, and I managed to get more than Jacob. I found him, yeah, cast my awesome spell, killed him, and took all of his product. When would I then become part ascended?
Archive inside to now.
But would
outside.
I then become part ascended and survive? Like, is it possible? Okay, so it, so in order to kill Jacob, I just have to stab him with my
sword. Alright, well, we should probably end here.
Alright, well, that would call it for the Public Enemy, a board game experience RPG session. Part 1.